This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld entered Baghdad today, 3 weeks after U.S. troops toppled the regime of Saddam Hussein and took control of Iraq's capital. After landing at Baghdad International Airport, formerly known as Saddam International, Rumsfeld rode in a motorcade to the former presidential palace that now serves as headquarters for U.S. military forces in Iraq. Before traveling to Baghdad, Rumsfeld stopped in Basra in southern Iraq.
When one looks back on this effort, I think and pray indeed that what will be significant is that a large number of human beings, intelligent and energetic, have been liberated, and that they are out from under the heel of a truly brutal, vicious regime. And that's a good thing. It's not only a good thing for them, it's a good thing for this region. And it's a good thing for the world.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld in Basra, Iraq. NPR's Scott Simon is in Baghdad. Why Basra first?
Because it's under British control, and there's still some tender memories of what Secretary Rumsfeld said just before the start of the war, when it seemed that Prime Minister Blair's own Labour Party might desert him on the war. Secretary said that if Britain couldn't dispatch their forces, the U.S. would readjust and handle it alone. That remark was considered to have come at the expense of British forces. Of course, in the actual military campaign, the effectuality of British troops in capturing Basra and certainly now holding them and their administration there now turned out to be absolutely vital. So it seemed to be the Secretary's way of saluting that fact, if not quite saying, I'm sorry, I misspoke.
The visit follows news of an incident in the town of Fallujah, where as many as 13 Iraqi civilians were reported killed by American troops, and there was more shooting today.
Yes, according to reports on the scene, of a crowd of about 1,000 demonstrators gathered where the 82nd Airborne now makes his headquarters. That's the old Ba'ath Party headquarters. They were protesting yesterday's shooting. That's when U.S. forces say they returned fire after being fired on. Hospital officials say that 13 Iraqis were killed yesterday. Now, at today's demonstrations, a number of protesters reportedly started throwing rocks and shoes at the U.S. compound. One U.S. forces spokesman said that a truck passed and the shots were fired into the U.S. compound. It is for certain that troops opened fire at about 10:30 a.m. local time. The local hospital in Fallujah says that at least one man was killed, 15 were wounded. There might be a second death, and they are at the hospital. Iraqi city officials in Fallujah, which is a Sunni Muslim city, say that, and therefore an old Ba'ath Party stronghold, said they saw or heard no shooting from among the demonstrators.
What's been the public reaction to the shootings in Fallujah?
I have to say, at least in Baghdad, there are a welter of reactions to everything now. This is a city that is abloom with reactions. Surely for those opposed to any U.S. presence, this incident is a powerful argument in their behalf. To those who are reconciled or even enthusiastic about the U.S. and British presence, the events in Fallujah still wouldn't seem to outweigh the horror of mass graves that are now being discovered, the emptying of political prisons. And in fact, the free and widespread demonstrations that take place here every day. We went to Freedom Square this morning. I think many Americans remember that's where the statue of Saddam Hussein, the first one, was torn down. And today there are communists in one corner unfurling red banners with their messages. There are men who are passing out what seem to be photocopies of some of the pictures in the deck of playing cards containing Iraq's 55 most wanted, the people that the U.S. wants to bring to justice. And I should say the stump of that statue now has a banner that's been spread below it, All Done, D-O-N-N-E, which I assume means done and is not a reference to the British poet, All Done, Go Home. So there seems to still be widespread and persisting delight that Saddam Hussein is gone and that free expression is here, but surely a range of reactions to the continued U.S. presence.
NPR's Scott Simon in Baghdad.